BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's podcast, more people that smuggle snacks into the club. Do you remember we had that girl on that regularly takes nuggets out in her bra? And then she went home with someone and they fell out.
It's really got me thinking after today's show, and you'll be thinking the same after this podcast, how is the best way to smuggle food into a club and these sorts of places? Like, I've already started looking up equipment that you can use now, Scott. Like, just this minute, I saw this thing that you can wear which holds one slice of pizza, and it just acts like a phone case, and right, you can cart the pizza in.
Also, someone texted in about some boxer shorts, which would be good for smuggling food in as well.
Yeah, I'm going to look into it now.
Okay. Also, we asked the question, do you pack a spare pair of pants just in case on a night out? Another extraordinary individual gets a grilling from us on Ask Me Anything. And are you a secret listener to us at work? Scott Mills. Mate, you're infected.
I'm having such a mare at the moment, right? And I went really ranty on Instagram at one point about it because I actually don't know who to turn to anymore. So I've got rats in my ceiling.
All over your Instagram at the weekend.
I can't bear it. And also, I actually don't know what to do about it. I've genuinely tried everything in my power to get the rat out. And it's there. It won't leave. There's nothing I can do.
This is breaking news. That isn't good, Chris.
It's not. And do you know what? I had a rat catcher, if that's what their name is, the other day.
Pest control.
Pest control, that's it. And was round on Saturday. He's saying that I'm going to have to remove the ceiling. Like, and what I'd like to know is, am I just being told this because I don't know what to do? I'm sort of living in fear now.
Would you like to describe the smell in your current house?
Unlivable. Unlivable. So I can't stay there. So the worst thing that's happening...
Where's the smell coming from?
The ceiling, because whatever's going on up there has happened.
Oh, they're having a wee up there, aren't they? And
that's
more.
What he was saying.
And more.
It's ridiculous, the whole thing. So I'm now having to stay with my parents-in-law. And do you remember what happened last time I stayed there? I got into bed with her
mother-in-law, yeah.
And so I've got the fear of that. I either go and stay in my place and the place stinks of rat. Yeah. Or I have to go to the parents-in-law house and live there and risk getting into bed with the mother.
Yeah.
And what do I do?
And also, obviously, they've got house guests at the moment. So you're sleeping on the floor.
I'm on the floor, yeah, because there's not enough space at the moment. The whole thing's a mess.
But they're in the ceiling, right?
They're in the ceiling somehow. I don't know. How can they get in there? Like, that's the other thing. How do they get in there? It's ridiculous.
Felix in Droitwich, a lump of cheese does not work for... does not work for rats.
So I tempt them away.
It's way more complex than that. What do you think then? 81199. In bed with rats or in bed with mother-in-law? What would you rather do?
Scott Mills.
Natalie was on the show on Thursday and she was trying something new at the weekend.
I'm going to Southend-on-Sea.
In Essex...
Yeah, I didn't actually know it was there, but that is where I'm going, yeah.
Okay. Well, Chris has done a handy guide for you. Ready to hear it?
Oh, Chris. Yeah, I am.
I really enjoy these guides that you do, you know?
Yeah, I like to think that it just shows you all the highlights of the place that you could be visiting.
If there's a new place that you're visiting, let us know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And Chris may do you a stark history of Britain, like he did for Southend and Natalie.
And my good God, does Southend have a pier? The length on it. 1.34 miles. And although over the last 150 yards, it has suffered several bad fires and ships seem to regularly sail into it, it still stands there, majestically, a symbol of man's dominance over the ocean. Scott, play the Britannia music. Dominating the sea. The length on it. Massive pier. Back to the normal music, please.
Really good. Did that help at all, that guide?
Yeah, it did, actually. I mean, it was good that you did tell us it was the longest pier in the world, because it does take a long time.
Did you try and walk it, yeah?
I think the only thing is you get to the end. There's not a great deal going on at the end of the pier.
No,
so
I just
I'd
have
say
to go
take
back.
Your own entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't
no
done...
There's no bar.
There's no bar. Having done that myself, you do get to the end, you're like, oh, okay, that's it, we'll go back then.
That was pretty much it, yeah.
What did you expect at the end of it, out of interest? What, some kind of magical bar?
Well, we got told about the mini golf. That was shut. I think if you go in peak season, it'd just be a little bit better.
Yeah.
Overall, it's like going back in time.
Did you see Busted or Dame Helen Mirren?
No, we kept our eyes out and I got really excited in one bar because I thought I'd found her, but it was just another lady
right.
with similar hair.
Just an older lady, yeah?
Yep, quite a few of them. Yeah.
Same hair, yeah.
What about the Weatherspoons Hotel?
It was actually really nice. I didn't expect it. I was expecting like one star, but it was more like maybe three stars.
The guide to Southend, though, I think what was nice about it is it just sort of hyped you up a bit, didn't it? It got you ready because I saw a couple of pictures that you tagged us in.
Oh, it was great. That's why we started on the beers at like 10 a.m. So, yeah, it was great. It got us all excited.
And would you recommend Southend on Sea to others?
I reckon go in peak time with loads of fun people. Yeah, then 10 out of 10.
Out of 10 off-season, though, this weekend?
6?
6 out of 10, Southend. We can start rating everywhere. Southend, 6 out of 10.
Scott Mills.
Quite a few people would like to have your tour guides.
Yeah.
We've got David in Wiltshire. He's taking his wife to Bath for a weekend in May. Would I be able to get a Stark review? Yeah, we'll write all these in.
Bit of a dive, that place, isn't it?
Well, Bath. Oh, yeah, terrible. Kevin, it's not really. Kevin in Newton Abbey, Northern Ireland, going to see Pink on June 22nd in Glasgow. We'd love a Stark review. Noted, Kevin.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
It's Becky off of Luton.
Becky off of Luton, how can I help you?
I heard that you were talking about smuggling food into nightclubs last week.
Yeah, we had a girl on who smuggles nuggets into the club in her bra in case she needs a snack.
Me and my sister do something similar. We smuggle Baby Bells and Pepperamis into clubs.
Regularly?
Yeah, anytime we're going out raving, we always take some little rave snacks with us.
Pepperamis?
Yeah, Pepperamis. They're a really good source of rave food if you need it.
Why?
Because my sister's on the keto diet, so she doesn't eat any carbs.
Of course.
Right, so she's fully on the meat.
Oh, yeah, she's all about the meat.
None of the carbs.
She's sort of strapping meat to herself, is she? So how do you smuggle a pepperami?
You can poke it either down your bra, like in between your breasts in your bra.
Sure.
Or you can maybe like put it in the waistband of your pants or something.
Okay.
Baby bells are a little bit more sneaky. You kind of have to put them like sort of nip covers, maybe, or
covers.
Cut them down the side.
Just imagine this, though. Like, it's all very well because you can cover up with clothes, right, so you can get away with it. But what really is underneath? I mean, you could be looking really good, but what is underneath is a couple of baby bells and a pepperami. You don't expect that.
At least they're packaged, not like the girl that had chicken nuggets in her bra.
True.
Yeah. So I'm just imagining you. So you've got a pepperami between them.
Yeah, pepperami hidden like lengthways down your bra.
Yeah, okay. And think about it, just a couple of baby bells there. Depending on what you're wearing, though, do you ever suffer from undercheese?
I can't say I've ever had an undercheese issue yet, but
Under baby bells, Scott.
You have to be careful where you strategically place them.
Me and Scott know someone who is obsessed with underboob. Like all the time.
All the time. You see it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to have underboob. Never have an underboob, especially not if you're going to be smuggling cheese and things into clubs.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
Don't they stink, pepperamis?
Yeah, but you do it quietly, like in a corner. You just sort of, you're dancing away, you open it up, have a little nibble.
No, I don't mean that.
When nobody can see you.
I'm just thinking of your breasts.
Oh, yeah, but it's fine because we're both in relationships. So, you know, we're just going to go home and breathe on our significant other. Plus, right. It wards off all the weirdos that you don't really want.
That's
to
true. Yeah, if you're smelling awful, it does sort of warm people away as well, which is actually quite a good technique.
It has a double whammy effect.
Yeah, I think wearing a bra in a club is actually just brilliant for smuggling, isn't it? Never really thought of that before.
I think you should try it, Scott. I think it'd be a good look for you.
I just went for you there.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard that Chris already likes wearing bras in clubs, so I think it's a good look for you, Scott. You need to try that one.
What's this? What have I missed?
I think she's... Are you just making that up?
No. There's a rumour going around that you're a champion food smuggler and that you regularly wear things like bras and stuff into clubs.
This is
why you're so knowledgeable. Yeah.
What a rumour. I quite like this.
It's a great rumour.
Because that will stick now either way. Yeah. I guarantee the next nightclub I go into, someone will say, oh, you're wearing a bra then.
Yeah, it definitely will happen.
They're going to be frisking you, checking if you've got a bra that's got baby bells in it.
Scott Mills.
More food club smugglers here, Chris. Becky, you've seen it all, haven't you?
I have, yes.
What was your job?
I was a door supervisor in Clacton.
And was it a regular thing?
Yeah, especially if people have been to parties, they'd bring stuff wrapped up in serviettes in their pockets, squashed up birthday cake, half a kebab that's going to save it for Ron, you know.
What is your policy on food then? Not allowed in the club?
No, not at all. It'd be such a mess. We wouldn't even allow chewing gum. We had to confiscate chewing gum.
I've always been a bit baffled by that one because I think chewing gum makes the whole club smell better. If you think about it, that many people chewing gum.
Yeah.
So I used to, I'll be honest with you, I used to smuggle it in. I used to hide it in my shoe.
But it's a nightmare to get out of like any kind of carpet or anything, isn't it?
Oh, it's dreadful. I'm stuck on the wood under the tables. Yeah, it's disgusting. People get it in their hair.
You search people on the way in, right?
And yeah.
So you find chewing gum, you find food and things like that. What is some of the more weird stuff that you found? Is it always just food or have you found other things?
People used to come through with their overnight bags and have their medicines they need.
Medicines,
underwear for the next day, toothbrushes.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? Hang on a second. You're not confiscating pants. What I'm imagining is you've got, well, I'm not imagining it. I've seen it in Watford. There's a big bin and stuff just gets thrown into that. So I get it. If there's like drinks that need finishing, they go in the bin. Chewing gum, I've seen that go in the bin. So pants, you can't really be taking those off people, can you?
No, that is fine. They'd roll all this stuff up in their pants. I get that. But I'd have to open it to check what was in it. So they'd be quite embarrassed. But I have, on a couple of occasions, had people come in with toys of the night. I would have to ask them to open it up so I could check the battery area.
Oh.
So they'd either have to go and put it in a bin over the road, or they'd open it up to show me what was inside.
Why are people bringing those to the club?
They're overnight bags.
Give toys of the night into the club.
Okay.
Yeah. You never know.
Also, I've always thought, I mean, it's obviously fine, but I find people that take pants for the next day a bit presumptuous.
I find it weirder, the idea that you bring an overnight bag. That's not just presumptuous, it's also a bit odd. Like, with all due respect, if you're going to go back with someone after the club, you can wear the same pants, right, the next day. I don't think you need to have fresh pants. The one I saw do this was Harry Styles. He turned up in a hotel and he had a little wash bag with him. And I remember there was a lot of chat around like, wow, this guy's so prepared. He obviously has his overnight bag for what is obviously just one night,
yeah. You
know. But you could wear the same pants next day, or is that disgusting?
That's absolutely not allowed.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just to go home though, isn't it? You're just going to walk home and shower. Are you not?
True. It's only a few hours later. It is weird that you're bringing pants.
And I think, to be fair, Harry Styles should presume he needs an overnight bag. It's Harry Styles.
I thought you meant if you've worn pants one day and then it's OK to put them on the next day. Is that what you mean?
Well, kind of. What
no,
I'm saying
that's
is,
not
let's
okay
say
for me.
Me and you meet in the club, right? We get off with each other.
Right.
You invite me back to yours.
Sure.
Why am I bringing a spare pair of pants? I'd probably get off with you, then put the same pants back on.
Good to know. Thanks.
Well, no, I'm just painting. No, sorry, it's all gone weird here. I'm trying to paint a picture. I'm baffled by the spare pants thing in the club. Surely there won't be people listening to this that go out on a Friday or Saturday night packing pants for the next morning.
But there will. Let us know, please. 81199.
Scott Mills.
Every Monday we celebrate the brilliant, brilliant people in life. Last week, it was a woman who can eat a lot.
Hi, I'm Kate Ovens. I'm a competitive eater. Ask me anything.
Oh, wow. Incredible. What's your best challenge you've done then? What's the one that's going to really impress us?
I've done a 3 kilogram doner kebab.
Yes.
I'm just looking at some of what you've achieved. 2.5 kg roast dinner Yorkshire pudding wrap. 3-foot sausage roll. 11 cheeseburgers, only managed 9. But I mean, it's still very impressive.
Do you always do quantity? Or do you just do you do like spicy ones as well?
I have attempted a spice one about 2 years ago and it was one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my entire life. It was the Naga Viper
chilling.
Yeah,
I did chilling. The same. It ruins you down below.
So that happened last week. And I have noticed that a lot of you have started following Kate on Insta since we featured her on the show. That's right, isn't it, Chris?
That's right, yeah. We need to do something with her on the show.
Actually, we are going to, yeah.
She's wicked.
Okay, let's meet another one of life's extraordinary people. Neither me or Chris know who we're going to talk to before. And then we get a chance to ask them anything. Hello, who are you and what do you do?
Hello, I'm Andrea Thompson and I am the world's strongest woman.
Wow. In the world?
Yes.
Wow. Where are you from, Andrea?
I'm from Suffolk.
Okay.
And how have you been discovered as the world's strongest woman?
So basically, I train as a strength athlete. And over the last 4 years, I've been training 4 to 5 days a week. And in December last year, I entered World's Strongest Woman and I won.
That's incredible. And those competitions, like, do you have to pull fire engines and pick up massive boulders?
So those massive boulders are called Atlas Stones, and yes, I do. So anything that you see around Christmas time when you see World's Strongest Man on the TV, we do that kind of thing. So yes, I pull trucks, lift stones, deadlift heavy objects.
I mean, it's a sort of superpower that you've got there if you're the world's strongest. So have you ever used your superpower for any kind of evil?
I have helped to push cars for people that are in need. just random acts of kindness. But anything at home, like, you know, moving washing machines or anything like that, I'm quite lazy, just for risk of injury, to be honest.
But I'd be scared of strength like that. What's that song, Scott? You know, I didn't know my own strength. That one, Whitney. Was it a Whitney song? Yeah, I'm right. Yeah,
the Whitney song.
Do you not know this one, Scott?
No.
Oh, it's epic. It's always on X Factor because it has a proper, like, breakdown in it. In fact, do you want a little clip of it?
Yeah. I didn't know my own strength
and I crashed out and I tumbled. Amazing. But
I didn't. I've once again never heard this.
Oh, mate. We should play it, Whitney. We should play it in full at the end of this.
You can have that as your banger.
Anyway, yeah, what I mean is, do you find yourself in the house sort of crushing mugs by accident?
I think the weirdest thing I've probably done is I tend to, because I don't often know my size, when I'm in competition prep, my body does grow a little bit bigger. So I do bump into a lot of things, knock things over.
Could you comfortably cope with both of us on your back?
I can carry 300 kilos on my back, so I guarantee you don't weigh that much between the two of you.
Andrew, I just looked you up. You're dragging a transit van.
There's a transit van. I've also done two 22-ton lorries side by side for a charity last year, so
yes,
that was really good fun.
Listen, Andrew, it's been great to speak to you. World's Strongest Woman, how about that?
Thank you. It's been great to be on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The world's strongest
That's
woman.
That's mad. Thanks, yeah, Andrea. That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
If you are one of life's extraordinary people, get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
You know, I sometimes have got love for Channel 5, you know?
Yep.
Ice Road Truckers. Can't pay, we'll take it away. Good shows. Last night, there was a whole show on about Britain's favourite crisps.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think that they've slightly run out of the top 100 so-and-so, top 100 so-and-so. Do you know what I mean? They love a countdown on Channel 5. I'm normally on these types of shows as well.
I was really expecting you to pop up because you've done quite a few of these little talking heads. It's like, what's your favourite bit of the early 2000s, Chris? Well, my favourite bit. And you've been on quite a few of them.
Yeah, I have. And do you know what? I actually watch them and I sort of hate... I actually hate them as
right.
well, but I've been on loads. Top 100 funniest moments on TV. Top 100 Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Top 100 baby names. Top 100 anything.
Yeah, you'll do in any of them,
and I'll try and sound informed on any of them.
I also like it when it says so and so presenter, and I'm like, I've never seen you.
Often it's influencer.
Honestly, never seen you on TV.
Influence is the common one on there.
Right. Yeah. Also, is this not Richard Osman's idea?
Yes.
Right. Okay, just checking. And people are fuming at the list. Why are Quavers and Watsits so low down? Where are discos?
I actually watched this show last night.
Oh, my word.
And because some of our colleagues were on it as well.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this is incredible. I swear it was like a two-hour show.
Yeah.
One hour or 2 hour.
Pringles, really high on the list. They're not even crisps.
And what was great was seeing all these people munching on crisps, but then having to have some kind of, like, witty anecdote around it.
Sarah Cox was loving it.
Crisp sandwich with brown sauce. Ooh, heaven.
Phil Tufnell talking about knickknacks.
I can remember the first time they came out, it was a little bit, ooh, you know, what's going on here? You know, I just thought crisps were crisps. you know, and then all of a sudden there was this strange mutant sort of crisp, the knick-knack, you know, knobbly and all a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Everyone's going, if Pringles aren't crisps, what are they? It went to court, they're biscuits. Also, there's been a terrible mistake. I was told that this was Sarah Cox.
Crisp sandwich with brown sauce. Ooh, heaven.
And that's a lady from the 80s called Sue Pollard. I do apologise, Sarah.
Scott Mills.
Phil is 22 and in Alloa, Scotland. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Not too bad, yourselves?
Yeah, good. Now, I always like to hear what people do when they're listening to Radio 1 and listening to this show. So you listen at work, right?
I am, that's correct.
What do you do?
I'm a gamekeeper.
Where?
In Clipmanan.
So what sort of things are you keeping there?
We're keeping pheasants and partridge. Keep them all year long, and we do our own breeding and that, so...
Sometimes I long to work in the country. That would be quite fun, I think.
Until the weather comes in, anyway.
Yeah, okay, cool. Did you have a good weekend? Up to much, or is it like... Because you're out so much in the week, you stay in at the weekend. What happens?
No. I like to be out busy all the time. I've been doing some gardening, a bit of laying carpet, spending time with the family and that, going out to car boots and all sorts like that.
Oh, car boots.
Oh, yes. I've not been to a car boot for time.
I like to have a rootaboot, like...
And when you had a rootaboot, what did you find? Any good bargains?
Just mainly toys for the kids and that, you know. The wee man's into his Paw Patrol and everything, so I like to get him his Paw Patrol toys and stuff like that, and maybe a couple of gardening tools. And
thing is with the car boot, right, I watch occasionally, you know, the TV shows from there, so like Bargain Hunt, stuff like that, and I find that they spend all day doing the car boot thing in auction for a profit, if they're lucky, of like... £3.40 profit, and that's like the amount that they have that wins the show. So, but my dream is that I go to a car boot and pick up something that's worth millions. Yeah. Does that ever happen?
I'd like to think so. I'd hope it
must
happen to me one day.
Hasn't happened to you, Bill, has it? Yeah, not as yet.
No, not yet. I've had a few bargains, but not in much.
Not yet, Bill. All right then, you're on bangers today. Who do you normally go for?
I normally go for Scott.
Do okay, you? Fair enough.
Okay, here's my offering.
Wow.
Yes!
I do like this song.
Yeah. It's GRL, Ugly Heart.
Yes,
tune.
Peak you. Actually, Bill, you're going to have a very interesting choice today, because when I chose my bangers choice, I actually thought it was a very Scott song, but I haven't heard it in bangers. It's a who. It's a good one, though.
Oh, what a tune.
Oh.
Massive, right? LMC versus U2. Take Me to the Clouds Above.
Where did you find that
one? I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I thought, what a banger. Top jaw, this one, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Bill, it's over to you.
Who went first again, sorry?
Me.
Scott was first.
Scott. I'm sorry, Scott's going to have to be Chris on this one.
Yes.
No. Going to have to be.
New music mixes curated exclusively for BBC Sounds. From pop and dance to R&B and grime and soothing classical. Handpicked by music lovers, DJs and celebrities. There's a music mix for every moment. Listen now on the BBC Sounds app.
I mean, that, for me, has now opened the floodgates for a whole new genre.
I knew you'd do that. It was like when I started picking garage songs on bangers, I noticed you started doing that. Are you talking like Love Inc., You're a Superstar?
Yep.
DJ Sammy, Heaven.
I'm talking about Fede LeGrand and Idub thingy. Let
Fine.
Me think about it.
Cahill.
Yeah, all of that's going to be on now because, as you know, I was the queen, the champion of those back in the day. Freemasons, all of that's going to be on now.
Controversial. Would the Candlelight remix of DJ Sammy make it onto Bangers?
Not on my watch.
No, you just go with the original. No, you're right. Floodgates will open. Freemasons, ahoy.
Yep. But take a bow. Good choice today.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Isn't it annoying when someone has already taken your actual name on social media because it's their name too?
Yeah.
But you didn't get there first.
Well, you've got to be very quick on social media. As soon as one pops up, you need to sort of dominate the scene on that. Otherwise, you've got to follow by putting weird things in your name like Real or DJ or like whatever. No, I'm just saying it is a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not why I'm Real Scott Mills on Instagram.
But no, I hate to break it to you. The other Scott Mills is real.
Yeah.
Just not to you.
Not to me. Same thing happened when I got Twitter. There's already an at Scott Mills, so I had to become at Scott underscore Mills.
Yeah, and people tag you in the wrong one because, like, the actual at Scott Mills, the profile picture of the guy is a bit... I'd hate people to think that's you. It's a bit of a funny one. Like, have you seen him?
Not for a while.
Right, so on Twitter, there's another Chris Stark, right? The ideal Twitter name. And bless him, he replies to people.
Are you going to try and get it off him?
I'd love to, but how does that work? Do we have to, like, broker some kind of deal?
Yeah, true. See, I've got a tick, but I'm not the original.
No, but you want the name to be exactly what it is. This always happens around Christmas time with the department store. There's a guy who's actually called the name of the very famous department store, and he answers loads of tweets, and he's become a bit of a thing. But I think this happens quite a lot. I'd love to buy the real one.
Well, get in negotiations. Get in negotiations with him. Ask him if he can have it. Say you'll pay.
Yeah, but he's got me over a barrel, hasn't he? You know, how much do you... How he'll charge a fortune for that, obviously.
Do you speak to him?
I do occasionally, yeah. I get the odd message of him.
What does he say?
Because he's great, because he replies to people. So he replies to me, like, answers it, but then goes, but I'm not the Chris Stark. He's like, mate, like, I actually think if he knew what I did, he'd be very disappointed. I think he thinks I'm more famous than I am.
Well, that's fine.
Mm.
Okay, can you show me... I can't find him. Can you show
me
Scott Mills?
And this is no offence to him. His profile picture is nothing like me, right? And it's the same with the Scott Mills one. We don't look right going by these people.
Right, okay. I'm going to DM and ask if I can have my actual name.
Or ask him to change his profile picture, please.
Okay, fine.
Scott Mills.
So, are you allowed to listen to Radio 1 at work? Or are you listening secretly? Like Louise in Lincoln. Oh, should I have said that? It's fine. She says, I'm not actually really allowed to listen at work, but I do have a sneaky earphone up the sleeve on the go.
But that's okay, because if anyone else is listening, then I assume that they are also secretly listening.
Yeah. So, if you are listening at work in a couple of weeks, Radio 1 is going to be out on the road, and we're going to visit as many workplaces as possible to make sure that we are actually the soundtrack to your workday.
See, I love this because we do know that so many people listen to this show at work or in college, loads of offices all over the place.
And the thing is, I don't know whether you know, but Radio 1 is on absolutely everywhere.
Mm.
It's a national radio station.
Oh, I love it. When we get messages from people who are on building sites, we get messages from people working on ferries, all sorts. I love it.
Yeah. For instance, there was a girl on last week that works at the TV station, Babe Station.
Yeah, we're on there.
They listen.
It's great. It all counts. Love it.
So we're not just talking about offices here. Maybe you could be, like you say, I mean, anywhere.
Anywhere.
The list is endless. Maybe you're on your tractor. Maybe you're listening at a printer's or a library or... like the Calmac Ferry in the Scottish Highlands.
It's great because we want to give you the recognition that you deserve.
So if you're out for having some fun, let us know what your job is and where you are listening to the radio while you're at work. It's got its own email, which I like.
Yes.
r1.work@bbc.co.uk. I need your name, a phone number, and a bit about you and your workmates and why we should come to visit you. We could be in your workplace in no time.
Oh, I want to hear about your workmates, nicknames for the workmates, stuff you get up to.
Yeah. So if you fancy it, email us if you listen to Radio 1 at work. r1.work@bbc.co.uk.
Now people are on already. I love it. Big shout out to Adam the Roofer in Yeovil. I love hearing where people are working. We can have a lot of fun with this.
Callum's on his tractor right now in Shropshire. Becky's listening. Has to wait till the bosses leave, but she does listen every day.
Why? Scott Mills.
There we are. We've got Tam and Bob scaffolding on the beautiful Isle of Isla. This is quite nice as well. It's Maria saying, I feel like you are my workmates because I work alone in soft furnishings. I'm a curtain maker. I love that.
Aww.
Thank you. Oh, we've got a secret listener on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Kieran.
Are you all right, Kieran?
I have to be a bit quiet as I'm in the library at the moment.
Yeah, okay. You're doing that quiet voice.
Quiet library voice.
Yeah.
What library are you in?
I'm in the ASSL in Cardiff Uni Library.
Okay.
It's very, very busy at the moment.
Okay.
Are you doing that thing where you've got, like, a headphone in one hand and you're pretending that you're just leaning on one hand?
Like up the sleeve kind of headphone.
Here's the thing. What about if you find something funny on Radio 1 and then maybe there's another secret listener in the same library? Like, surely you'll be laughing at the same moments, no? And how do you disguise that?
Honestly, I don't know. I think I just go with it. I get a lot of stares.
Are you like me in the uni library where you just keep
doing
going
no work,
to the toilet for just quiet, sort of distraction time?
I think about every 20 minutes to have a break that I've earned.
Yeah, we put a blue plaque up at the uni library. Do you remember that, Scott, my old uni library, when we went to Southampton Uni on that student tour? I don't know why I'm talking quietly. I can talk normally.
Yeah, you can.
We put a blue plaque up which said Chris Stark came here regularly.
Yeah, we
did. When times got hard.
An actual blue plaque. We put it up at the uni.
Hey, do you want to do something fun? Do you want to, if we ask you to shout something, will you do it or is that too embarrassing?
Depends what you want me to shout.
Can you do something, but disguise it as a cough? I love people who do this. So basically, you help sort of advertise Radio 1 a little bit. Shout it quite loud, but sort of disguise it as a cough. Do you see what I mean? I'm well into this sort of subliminal advertising. I was reading about it the other day, Scott. So everyone else will just think it's a cough, but it's him saying, listen to Radio 1!
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Do you want me to do that in this library?
I'd quite like that, Kieran, yes.
Okay, give me one sec.
Loud.
But you only get one chance at this, all right? So you've really got to go louder than you'd think.
But disguised as a cough.
Yeah.
I think we'll get thrown out for this.
No, you won't, because it will just be a cough. So when Scott says cough at me, at that point you do it, okay?
Okay, I'll try. One sec.
Listen to Radio 1. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So you...
Okay. Cough for me.
Listen to Radio 1.
It's all right, Kieran. It's all right.
It could always be loud, Kieran.
I think you could get one more away.
Yeah.
And then just go get some water. Yeah, it wasn't loud enough. Been real. Really go for it.
Go to the toilet after this.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fine.
Straight away, I think.
Okay, so wait for Scott.
Okay.
Okay.
And then do the cough and then flee the scene. Okay? Cough for me.
Listen to Radio 1.
Oh, you bottled it.
Kieran!
It's all right. Listen, well done, Kieran, anyway. We might try this with someone else. I like the cough for me thing.
There were so many people staring at me.
Scott Mills.
I don't know your name, but you just sent me an amazing photo. They say, I listen at work. I listen from my beach kiosk in Guernsey. It's stunning here today. That looks like it's like a beach in Greece or somewhere. That is stunning. Thanks for listening to Radio 1 at work. Got another secret listener here. Hello.
Hi, Scott and Chris. It's Jack in Wrexham.
Hi, Jack.
Having to listen on my headphones as I've got Radio 2 on.
Oh.
Can't stand it at all.
Oh. Where are you?
Nightmare.
Well, I'm in my office in Wrexham, but I have to keep quiet.
Okay. Who insists on Radio 2?
It's the big manager, Steve.
Right.
Steve, yeah, he insists on having programmes of intellectual knowledge.
No offence taken.
I don't like all that anyway.
Right.
It's all the older ones that like to listen to that anyway.
Okay. You're telling me that Radio 2 is full of programmes of intellectual knowledge?
Well, that's what they say.
They do.
That's what they say anyway.
They just do it with confidence.
Mm. Oh, there is Jeremy Vine. He's quite educational, I guess.
Yeah, when he's not twerking or something.
Mm. So how long have you listened to Radio 1 secretly?
Since about October.
Right.
When they brought it in.
How do you get away with it?
Oh, well, normally I just stick the headphones on and just try and keep quiet, really.
Has anyone ever caught you out?
A couple of times. Some of my colleagues have queried what I'm listening to, especially if Innuendo Bingo's on.
Right. Mm.
What is happening here is people are getting indoctrinated by Radio 2. They're just used to it being on now. Mm. So here's what I think you could do. Don't know if you're up for this. Don't know if you can do this. Is are they all listening on one radio, or are they listening to like the TV, or what? Like, why is Radio 2 coming from?
It's coming from the main radio. We got like a portable radio that's put on.
Oh,
all right.
joking,
maybe. Right. How do you feel about maybe switching that over?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to try and do it when he's on break.
All right.
But yeah, I can try and do that, definitely.
Okay. Alternatively, go into Steve the Big Boss's office. Is he there now?
He is, yeah.
Just go in there and shout, Radio 2 is crap.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's going to do it.
I don't know why that's a less risky option than retuning the radio, but we'll go with it.
Radio 2 is crap.
Oh!
That'll do. That'll do for me. Are you okay? What's all right?
Hello.
He's giving me quite a few evils. So I'm going to lie back at my desk.
I'll let you go. Any problems? Let us know, and we'll smooth it over with him. It'll be fine. Scott
Mills. So Kieran, who was in the library that we made do the listen to Radio 1 cough, has been back on Twitter. He says, safe to say, I made a very rapid exit from the library after my attempt to subliminally make people listen to Radio 1. Thanks, Scott Mills. Thanks, Chris Stark. Don't worry about that.
I quite like it because it sort of advertises as well as just being a bit of fun.
If anyone is up for doing the Radio 1 cough in somewhere quiet tomorrow, then let me know on 81199. It's just a simple listen to Radio 1. And you'll be doing us a real service there and getting the word out, getting people to listen at work, you know? Scott Mills. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Rihanna. We met the other day at your gig in Lancaster.
Oh, yeah! How are you?
I'm great. It was really nice to meet you.
Rihanna, you sound familiar. Why would we know Rihanna, Scott?
Because I was the one who won your Love You by Scott perfume.
Yes! Yeah,
that's
oh,
right.
Oh, wow!
I do have a confession to make. I wasn't wearing it on Friday when I met you.
Here's the thing. I did have a little sniff of you, and I was like, is she wearing it? And I couldn't tell.
You say that you had a sniff of her, Scott. What did Scott smell like to you?
I mean, you know, he just smelled like guy.
Thanks.
He smelled all right. He was definitely lying to me when he told me he was 6 foot and ripped when I was on Radio 1 the other week.
Yeah, because we had a photo and you were like, oh, okay, you're about as tall as me. I was like, yeah.
Well, obviously, to be fair, I was quite sceptical, but he's about the same height as me and I thought he'd be taller.
Why didn't you wear it?
Well, it was partly because I was in a mad rush to get out and stuff and I completely forgot. And also, it's a very distinctive smell, isn't it?
It's what?
It's a very distinctive kind of smell, isn't it? It's, trying to think of a nice way to put it.
Right, so you don't like it. It's a vibe that I'm getting.
Well, no.
I think we put this one to bed. There's another business gone.
I feel like it was good that you tried to branch out, I think.
Yeah,
I was going to make us millions, but that's not happening. Yeah. But then they all work out like that, don't they?
Well,
big aspirations.
They're all going. Woolworths.
Yeah.
Toys R Us.
Blockbuster.
Comet.
Yeah.
Comet. Great one.
Maplin.
Wimpy. Although saying that, I saw Wimpy the other day. I was amazed. I thought that was off.
They still have Wimpy in France.
And here.
Virgin. Funds for you.
Virgin Megastore. Palmworld.
God, you know them all.
Mm. I come from, like, Lancaster doesn't have many shops anyway, so, like, when something goes bust, it's like the end of the world because we have nothing.
You never had a tie rack, did you?
Probably not.
That's off. Scott Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1, and Youngblood is on the show. Scott Mills.